come closer, inshallah. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحم يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Before starting our talk proper, don't take serious what Maulana Ahmad told. He told all the person what kind glasses you got. You got blue glasses, you see everything blue. You got green glasses, you see everything blue. He got good glasses, so he sees good only in people. Otherwise, we know what our condition is. Allah know, may Allah cover all our faults, and may Allah be pleased with us. This is his muhabbat, and that is really how a student also should be, how a Muslim also should be. This is all his good qualities. When a person has got good in him, he sees good in other people. When a person has got bad in him, he will see bad in other people. As our Buzurg say, when you take out a fault in somebody and you point a finger at him, when you point a finger like this, so three fingers are pointing to you. When you take out one fault in other people, you are showing three faults of yours, three weaknesses of yours. And when you show one goodness of somebody, you are showing three goodness of yours and even more. May Allah bless us with good qualities, inshallah. Our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, rahimahumullah, says that before every bayan, make muzakra, discuss one sunnat of Hazrat Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the sunnats are really the life wire of this ummah. If we really want goodness, we want the taste, we want the enjoyment. Like for example, you have the best of food, you have biryani, you have roast, you have chicken, everything, but no salt. No taste in all of that. You just add the salt, that biryani becomes delicious. Your roast becomes delicious. Your chicken becomes everything. So we can have the whole of deen, but we don't have sunnats, there is no salt in our deen. Just put the sunnats, and it becomes so enjoyable. You will enjoy. Allah loves it so much that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala declared in the Quran Sharif, when the Jews said that they love Allah Ta'ala, نَحْنُ أَبْنَا اللَّهُ وَأَحِبَّا, we are the children of Allah, we are His beloveds. Allah Ta'ala said, for everything there is a test. And anyone can say anything. I can say I'm a millionaire, but to prove it, where's my million? I have to prove I've got a million. Whatever, anything. A person says, I'm a professor. What's your proof you're a professor? Everyone can say everything. So Allah said, the proof of the love of Allah Ta'ala is, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ. If you claim you love Allah Ta'ala, فَاتَّبِعُونِي Follow Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is the proof that you have got the love of Allah ta'ala. So anyone who claims, and all of us should have the love of Allah. Anyone who does a favor to you, who is kind to you, if a doctor, he charges you 200,000, 500,000 for an eye operation. You couldn't see, you were gone almost like blind or blind. He operated, you can see again. You'll pay him his 500,000, whatever he asked you, and on top of that, you'll give him a present, and you'll thank him, and you'll write him a letter, doctor, I appreciate very much what you did. Allah gave us two eyes free of charge. Allah didn't charge us 1 cent for these two eyes. And to maintain it, many things that we have to maintain all the time. Service we have to do, and sometimes the services are expensive also. Certain periodical services on our cars, on our computer, whatever, it's your machinery. You have to service it all the time. This eyes, no service. Whole life. We don't go for servicing, nothing. And they are functioning all the time. Eh? And mashallah, I can see Dandi brothers, hardly anyone I see with glasses. It's me and our brother there. Otherwise I see nobody, 1, 2, 3 brothers. Mashallah, all's eyes are very good. Who kept these eyes? What service did we do to the eyes to keep them? Allah, and not only the eyes, Allah gave us brains also. Who of us are servicing the brain? And there is service of brain which we all should do. While I'm on it, let me mention, put oil in your head every night. Massage oil. Your machine, if you don't oil your machine, what's going to happen to that machine? This is the biggest machine, the brains. And it also needs oiling. A good massage. And if you are lazy to do it, ask your wife to do it. But if she do it, you also do it for her sometimes. She must make your khidmat, but sometimes in love, muhabbat, you also give her a massage. She will appreciate it so much. But anyway, so this brains of ours, the whole body, Allahu Akbar, just think how many joints in the body. Bismillah. 360 joints there are in the body. And they also need any machinery where there is a link. You have to grease it, you have to oil it, you have to change rubbers, you have to change ball bearings. And this 360 joints, do we ever go for service? We ever go for oiling and greasing, oil change, new ball bearings, put new rubbers, put new or nothing whatsoever. Just take this one joint of the elbow joint. Out of 360, this one joint, just see that... If there wasn't this joint, and our hand was straight like this, and the whole, all this, how many joints on our fingers? 15 joints about. If they were perfect, nothing wrong, no gout, arthritis, nothing. We got the food in our hand, we took it. And now, this joint is not there. Try your best to bring the food to your mouth. Or try to take your mouth to the food. You won't succeed. If you think I'm just making drama, I'm making spaza, then you can, if you're not shy, you can try it yourself now. And if you are shy, then go home and try it. But don't go and do it in front of your wife. She will say, what's wrong with my husband? Which Maulana came, he made some jadu, black magic. What's my husband doing like this all the time? So go in the bathroom and try. But lock the bathroom. Maybe she comes in and she finds you. She says, my husband is gone mad or something. And put the light also off. Maybe she's peeping. And to see why my husband, he doesn't go to sleep and so long he's in the bathroom. So, and try your whole night to drink. Bring your fingers to your mouth or your mouth to your fingers. Never ever you'll manage. Then every time we should have to feed one another. And every now and then we got a fight with the wife. Now she don't want to feed you, you don't want to feed her. We should have to stay hungry. Who is it who gave us this joint here? That comfortably we can eat ourselves. And we can eat how we like. Little bit of this, little bit of that. You chewed it, finished. Now you're ready for the next. You only can know. If somebody had to feed us, how many people? Who can't, who they are sick, somebody has to feed them. And especially if it's in a hospital, the nurses, etc., got no patience with you. How they treat you. Even house people get tired of you. Who is it? And once my cousin, he was ill in hospital. I went and visit him. When I came to the door of his ward, his young grown-up son married, he ran towards me and he said, "Maulana, first time today daddy ate with his own hands." We eating all the time with our own hands. We ever made shukr to Allah? We ever thought of it, Ya Allah, your ni'mat, that if you didn't give us hands, you didn't give us fingers, you didn't give us this elbow joint, how should we eat? So what a great ni'mat. But said, and this is what is called tasawwuf. This is what Maulana Ahmed was speaking about, ta'alluq with the mashayikh, with the elders. They will bring this consciousness in us. And this is what Allah loves, that consciousness. We all ate meals, but whoever ate it and made shukr to Allah Ta'ala, Allah loves that person who takes one lukma, one morsel of food, and he makes shukr to Allah Ta'ala. And what doesn't come on our dastarkhan? Allah reward our brother Yusuf, mashallah, what a da'wat he made. How many types of things, whenever we eat, even just breakfast, how many things on the dastarkhan? Our own normal breakfast we have at home, nothing so elaborate, we didn't invite anyone, just normal. But what then, what isn't there of Allah's ni'mat? So many things Allah Ta'ala gives us, but we don't acknowledge it. When we don't acknowledge, we don't make shukr. And Allah loves those people who make shukr. But complain we do a lot. Every time we're complaining, all the time, we're entering the house, we got a problem. Wife say, whenever you come home, you come with a problem. You got a problem all the time. She give you your breakfast, any meal, you got a problem with that. You go in the room, you got a problem there. We complain all the time. لا يحب الله الجهر بالقول من السوء. Allah doesn't like this complaining of ours. Allah likes shukr. And when do we make shukr? We hardly ever make shukr. One great buzurg, Dr. Abdul Hay Arifi Rahmatullah Ali. He was a doctor, but just ta'alluq with Ahlullah, with pious people, he became like a big buzurg, though he was a doctor. So great buzurg that Mufti Taqi Usmani, Mufti Rafi Usmani, the head muftis of Pakistan, they became bay'at to him, to a doctor. Why? Because of this deen that was in him. Anyway, one time he went and visited, somebody invited him for meals, one of his murids. After the meals from Parda, he thanked the house lady, Jazakallah, very nice cook, prepared, I enjoyed it, Allah. He gave her du'as, he praised her, he went away. But she started crying. And profusely she was crying. So husband asked, why are you crying? Maulana didn't criticize you, he didn't insult you, he praised you, he thanked you, he made du'a for you. She said, I'm crying because 40 years I'm cooking for you. Not one day you told me Jazakallah. And all who are laughing, they're all guilty. They also didn't tell their wife till today Jazakallah. So anyway, so he said, yeah, it's right. I never thought of it. We complained so much. So the next day they were sitting and eating and he realized that, no, I must thank also. So he started Jazakallah. What he heard Maulana say, he repeated, very nice, you prepared, I appreciate. Again she started crying. And with woman is a no-win situation. You can't win. Whatever you do is a problem. If you talk too much. If you keep quiet, why don't you talk? All the time they got a problem. But they say the same about us, that we also got a problem all the time. So anyway, yes, now what's wrong? Why are you crying again? I praised you, I thanked you, I appreciate. She said, 40 years I'm cooking for you, not one day you told me Jazakallah. Today when the neighbor's wife sent the food, you can't stop, you're just going on for yourself all the time. And you're just praising all the time. So we have to be careful also, otherwise we can get caught very badly also. So anyway, so Allah's ni'mat, unlimited. Then I went by my cousin, he was lying on the bed. And when I came by him by his bed, he lifted his right leg little bit. And he said, Maulana, today first time I'm lifting my leg, I can lift my leg. We all, how much don't we? We all came walking, we drove our cars, we got off the car, we went toilet, we went wuzu, nobody holding us, nobody helping us. What ni'mat? But do we ever make shukr? Did we ever acknowledge? Is this hour when the ruh will be taken out? What will we be able to do? We won't be able to move our eyelid. We won't be able to make one signature. Everything which we can do, 100%. Is only the ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. It's nothing of ours. Hey, no achievement of us. But we don't acknowledge we ourselves. Don't we tell our children, we tell our wife, I do so much for you, but you people don't appreciate. What can we do? What have we done? What hasn't Allah done for us? How much do we appreciate Allah Ta'ala? So to make shukr to Allah Ta'ala is a very, very great thing. So anyway, so the sign of the love of Allah Ta'ala is to follow the sunnahs of Nabi Karim. Then in return, Allah will love you. And when we will bring the sunnah for whatever, when we start our meals, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allah, your ni'mat that you gave me. Now my hands I'm going to be using, my lips I will be using, my mouth, this lifting the food, this food, all your ni'mat. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say that whenever we eat, or somewhere you bring your child comes in your hand, newborn baby. Or you're a grandfather and your grandchild, and how you enjoy the baby. But he says, in the ayat of the Quran Sharif, Allah first says, Fadhkuruni, and afterwards Allah says, Washkuruli. Before making shukr of Allah's ni'mat, that also we don't know. Before that shukr, think of Allah. Who gave me this plate of biryani? Our one plate of biryani, just imagine whatever it is. In that one plate of biryani, there is rice. Maybe it's basmati rice from Pakistan. There's mutton, maybe from the Karoo. There's potatoes from one farm. There's peas from another farm. Then all the masalas, all the spices, maybe from Zanzibar, maybe from Malawi, from where it has come, all those spices. From the whole world, Allah sent His ni'mat. That one plate of biryani, if you go and eat in a restaurant, you pay 60, 70, 100 rand, can never be the money for all these ni'mats from around the world. How many people work to get that rice? They had to plow the farm, they had to put the seeds, they had to look after it, they had to pick the rice, they had to pack it into bags, it had to be transported in trucks, it was that roads were needed for those trucks, it came by ship. Then at the docks, the cranes, the computer work, the workers, Allah, the ship, the making of the ship. Then all these things, then we got that 1 kilo of rice. We pay 8, 10, 15 rand for a kilo of rice. Can it ever be the price of the rice? The true Allah, when you eat, the real pay, Allah becomes happy. You have paid Allah when you say it from your heart, Alhamdulillah. Who gave me this food to eat? What ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. When the Indian Muslims came to South Africa, at the beginning they used to mostly do hawking. Go hawking around the farms, etc. And those days on a Wednesday was a public holiday. And all should come back to Joburg on a Wednesday, buy more goods again, and for the week they go out. There was one restaurant only in those days, Diagonal Street in Joburg, Bismillah restaurant. It's still there till today. So this person, the owner, because all the people came, so he should cook biryani on a Wednesday. And he should charge, those days, shilling, pounds and shillings currency was. 1 shilling, and you could eat as much as you want to. So one person, what the name also he had, Ismail Amto. Amto, we know, like a person who is useless, he's not worth anything. So his name also, Ismail Amto. He came and he ate 10 plates of biryani. So the owner came, gave him his 1 shilling back again. And told him, take your shilling and from today please you don't come to my restaurant again. So whether it's 1 shilling, whether it's 10 pounds, whether it's 100 rand, who can pay for 1 grain of rice? But we don't appreciate. We don't acknowledge. But this is because the eyes of our head are open. And we can see the food and we eat and we overeat also. But the eyes of the heart are not open to see that is from Allah Ta'ala. This is what is called tasawwuf. This is what is called to become ba'at with a sheikh. He will do the operation of the eyes of our heart. Then in everything we will see Allah Ta'ala. There is such a great arif, Hazrat Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali. When the eyes of the heart were open, he said, "To zahir hai aur laak parde mein hai tu." Oh Allah, you are open. I see you everywhere. Though in fact you are in 1,000 veils, I can't see you with the eyes of my head, but I see you with the eyes of my heart. And I see you everywhere. Everything I see, it's you who are doing. To zahir hai aur laak parde mein hai tu, to batin hai aur sakht izhar tera. You are hidden, but you couldn't hide yourself. I see you everything. When we see the people or walking, talking, whatever, if the eyes of the heart are open, now we will realize it's not me talking, it's Allah's command. The ruh is in the body. If the ruh have to go out, everything else, the tongue is in order, but you can't speak a word. And this ruh, وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الرُّوحِ قُلِ الرُّوحُ مِنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّي. It is Allah's command. When Allah takes out that command, your eyes are there, they can't see. Your heart is there, it can't function. Your brains are there, it can't do anything. It's that command of Allah Ta'ala. So you see clearly everything is Allah Ta'ala. One beautiful dua in the hadith which we should try and read now and then. It will help us to bring this consciousness of Allah in our lives. Allahumma bihamdika ansaraft wa bidhambi ataraft. Oh Allah, whatever I see, just my walking, talking, my sitting, everything, all of us, you see people at the railway station, people are rushing, or the traffic on the roads, you see at the bus stand how many people, all this what is happening. Oh Allah, it is only by your fazl. The whole infrastructure is not the government who does it. It is Allah's infrastructure of the whole world. The heavens and the earth, the seas and the mountains. All this is Allah's infrastructure. And at the same time you say, I admit my gunas. I'm so bad, but still you are keeping me healthy. I should be such. My eyes, how much haven't we used our eyes wrong? If Allah had to take us to task, all of us should be blind. Our brains, what and what bad things we think. What bad, terrible plans we make. If Allah had to take us to task, we all should be mad. Our bodies we use so wrongly. If Allah should be taking us to task, we should be all paralyzed. Backbone is fear, your spine should be broken, it shouldn't work, operate. We should be paralyzed. This is all Allah Ta'ala's fault. So all this, when we will follow the sunnah, then this love of Allah will come to us. يحببكم الله. Allah will love you. Allah, Allahu Akbar. If your wife, if she tells you I love you, you feel so happy. But the wife don't just say that. She's saying you'll sit on her head if she acknowledges and that. But Allah Ta'ala declares His love. You just follow my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sunnah, and I will. And not only that, Allah will love you. يَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. Allah knows His parcel. He made us. He knows what we are. خُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا. The insan is weak, His creator. And أَوَّلُ النَّاسٍ. Insan will be faltering. Allah from before guaranteed, I will forgive you your gunas. And don't think I can't forgive. Allah is غَفُورٌ Rahim. Oft forgiving. He loves to forgive. And after forgiving, He showers His mercy on a person also. Allahu Akbar. Yeah, if a person was found guilty for anything, treason, and capital punishment for that person. But he appeals to state president that please forgive me, I won't do it, it was a mistake. And they grant him clemency. They say, okay, we forgive you, this time we let you go. But forgiving him, they won't say, okay, we're giving you 10 farms also. And we're giving you 10 filling stations. And 20 shopping centers. And 20 blocks of flats also. That they'll never do. When Allah forgives, then Allah showers His mercy upon you. And what are 20 blocks of flats and what are 20 filling stations and farms? What Allah gives, you cannot imagine. So when Allah forgives you also, and then He showers His, how can we live? فَأَنَّا تُؤْفَكُونَ. Where are you leaving Allah and going in some other direction? فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. Run towards Allah Ta'ala. Give up this dunya. By qadr-e zarurat, Islam didn't forbid our dunya. But what we all payha all the time. Now turn to Allah and see what we will get. And dunya's life, even we become multi-millionaires, then normally, when I was in Germiston, where I was before, one of the most wealthiest men of the town, he made a da'wat for all the town people. He invited me also, I was the imam. When we were sitting and eating, he was sitting one side with two oxygen tanks by his side. He couldn't have one drop of water. He couldn't have one grain of rice, only on oxygen. But he could see everyone eating on his dastakhan, but he couldn't eat. And he complained, two Mercedes vans he had in the yard. And his children, he has to beg them just to give him a drive around on a Sunday afternoon. These cars, just his own sons, they're not prepared to even drive him around. They're using all his money. They're living on his money. But not even, you got two Mercedes, but you can't even sit in your Mercedes. So these things are nothing. And dunya's life, while you're living, you can't use it. Well, we're going to die one day and finish everything. But akhirat, forever and ever. Never ever will it come to an end. Your youth will never come to an end. Your eyesight will be the person who will get the smallest plot in Jannat. It will be 10 times the size of this whole dunya. That's the smallest plot in Jannat. And with your eyes, yeah, a person who got 5 properties, he got here in Dundee, 2-3 properties in Durban, Joburg, he's got. While sitting here, he can't see any of his properties. But in Jannat, wherever you are, you'll see your Jannat, which is 10 times bigger than this dunya, it will be in front of you. And Allahu Akbar, your youth, your vigor Allah will give you. Food you will get, you'll never feel hungry, you'll just eat for enjoyment. Sometimes those pies are so delicious. Sometimes that haleem, you just want to only eat the haleem, but now you are full. You can't eat more though you want to. Jannat, you just keep on eating and enjoy as much as you want to. Fruit, you won't have to go and buy. You won't have to go and pick it from the tree. The fruit will come in front of you. And as you eat, Allahu Akbar, the fruit of Jannat will be such. Yes, sometimes we eat a nice sweet guava. And we enjoy, we say, how sweet, mashallah. And the next bite you want to take, as you see a worm walking. Now you're wondering how many worms I ate already. In Jannat, worms won't come out. Ghur-e-een will come out from that fruit. And if you wonder how can a Ghur-e-een live in the fruit, wonder how can a worm live in that guava, which we know, which we see. What is the shan of? Don't let us be fooled by this dunya. The akhirat is the real thing. Anyway, let us start with our subject. Otherwise, the whole time we'll just go in the introduction. I read the surah, which is one of the shortest surahs of the Quran Sharif. And the talk also, we'll try and keep it short, inshallah. But it is on time. Well, asr time. And time doesn't get finished. So maybe somebody will think time doesn't get finished, so Maulana's bayan also won't get finished. He'll also just carry on and on. No. Allah Ta'ala took an oath on time. Wow, at the beginning, wa is a wow, a qasmiya. Qasam Allah Ta'ala took. Now, firstly, it will come to our mind, why must Allah take a qasam? We tell somebody, take qasam what you are saying. Why? Because we're doubting the person, what he's saying. Maybe he's lying. Allah, there is no possibility of Allah lying. Allah is the absolute truth. وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حَدِيثًا وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا. Allah is حَقُّ الْمُبِينَ. Allah, not only the truth, Allah makes the truth known everywhere. So there is no, why does Allah take qasam? It is for us to understand. Like a mother explaining her daughter, father explaining his son, that my son, this is good for you. You do what I'm telling you. These people are good company. Those people, those friends of yours are bad company. I take qasam, I'm telling you. You don't know, you're still a baby. I'm grown up. I've seen life. Please listen to me. In other words, you're trying to convince that person for his good. Imagine Allah who is mustaghni. Allah is not in need of any of us. But how Allah is so keen, like we will think Allah is desperate. Allah is not desperate at all. But Allah wants us to get the message for our good. If we all go to Jahannam, Allah save us all. It won't harm Allah in the least, but whatsoever. But Allah wants us all to go to Jannat. And not only Jannat, when you bring deen in your life, your dunya also comes right. For example, a person got deen, that means he doesn't take alcohol. How much of goodness in his life? He doesn't take drugs. How much of goodness in his life? He doesn't smoke. How much of good? He doesn't womanize. He doesn't gamble. What goodness in his life? He gets up for Fajr, as Maulana explained, Naseem. The person who gets up to Hajjud time, his health is guaranteed. Because that morning breeze, which is in the morning, there is no bird. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam used to say, Subah ki hawa, 1,000 rupiah ki dawa. The wind of the morning, that naseem, is more better than $1,000 medicine. Today we're taking this vitamin tablets, this energy drink, that tonic and that. The morning wind, that breeze of the morning is extremely healthy for a person. So all this, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Allah wants to us to benefit from. So if you got deen in your life, you're up for fajr. You got more deen, you're making tahajjud. You got more deen, two things for guaranteed good health. Roza, Monday, Thursday keep roza. Three rozas a month keep, and your tahajjud. These are two guarantees of good health. A person who gets up for tahajjud and a person who keeps his... So deen will give you your dunya also. How much won't you benefit in dunya also? So everything, how much more deen we got. So Allah wants us to get deen. Our akhirat will be made. Our dunya will be made. How much deen in the parents? If the parents have got... A person got wealth, rich. That wealth, the most it will last, not in all cases. The most it will last is to three progenies, three generations. Then that money usually goes away, so it goes to somebody else. If deen is in the parents, it goes to seven generations. And according to some narrations, up to 10 generations. When there is proper deen, so your generations will benefit also. If we have got deen. So Allah is taking qasam, that what I'm telling you is extremely important. And Allah only takes qasam of His great, great creations. We don't even, any of us perhaps, we didn't, I think that time, what a great, great creation of Allah Ta'ala. Time, we can't see it. It's moving all the time. We're all living in time. We were born in time. I say my birthday was so and so. We die in time. We say my father died on this date. All time, everything. But we don't see time. We can't. But this time is a creation of Allah. Like we say, for example, Allah created the heavens, the earth, the seas. We can see this with our eyes. All these things we can see. Allah created us. We can see one another. But time, it needs, you have to put a lot of pressure on your brains to think that a thing like time, Allah created. If there was no time, how should we live? Hey, Allah created time. Just to get a little idea, Allah created oxygen, air. Water, Muslims need the most water. Five times a day, wuzu, for ghusl, we need water. We need, while I'm on that subject, let me mention one thing. There was one Muslim man working on the shop. He was the only Muslim. The rest were non-Muslims. So afterwards, one day, the others, the whole shop, they got angry and upset and tired of him. They told him, see, you're the only Muslim. When we go toilet, we find water splashed everywhere. It's you using water. So you are like, it's like untidy. We are unhappy about this. They were busy having meals when this discussion took place. So Allah gave him wisdom. So there was condensed milk on the table. So he told one person, take this condensed milk, put it on your hand. He put a layer of condensed milk. He said, take the tissue now and wipe it off. He wiped it off. He said, lick your hand. What taste you get? Condensed milk. So he said, take another tissue, wipe it off. He wiped it off. He tell him, taste it, condensed milk. Three times. So then they say, we got the message. Eh? What they do, that they only polish themselves after they relieve themselves. And the Muslims wash themselves. And then he told that person, go wash your hand now and taste no condensed milk. So when we wash, you are completely clean. And then they realized and understood. So Allah Ta'ala, what ni'mats Allah Ta'ala hasn't given us. Our whole deen, every aspect of our deen, Allah has given us such a perfect deen. We are worried of the toilet being clean and that little splash of water is nothing. But whenever, if we, especially we fly by aeroplane, when we use the toilet, wuzu, always clean it. Don't be a cause of inconvenience to anyone. Clean it, keep it nice and tidy. Don't let people have objections on us. But in any case, we worried of the toilet's cleanliness, we're not worried of our personal hygiene. And this dirt that is there, what chemicals are in stool and urine? The most strong, terrible chemicals. And this is the cause of all our ill health then, when all this is there. And Allah gave us water to wash it away. So anyway, Allah took this qasam to tell us. And Allah has taken qasam of time. So put little pressure. Like I was saying about the air, oxygen. Without water, Muslims are difficult to live. But we can manage. They stay yamum in place of water if you haven't got it, but without oxygen, who can live? Any person who's got asthma, who's got a breathing problem, and sometimes he gets an asthma attack, you see his face go blue. You see what the condition of that person become. Because now there are two things required. Not only oxygen, your lungs must be able to take oxygen also. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, at the end he was quite ill, he was on oxygen also. And his main Khadim Mahmood Lahori, I asked him Hazrat's last moments. He said the time came when Hazrat's lungs couldn't take oxygen anymore. Now if you don't get oxygen, you're going to die. That was the cause of the death. The lungs couldn't take oxygen anymore. And any person who has to, he can't take oxygen. What's the condition of that person? You see mort in front of you all the time. So what a creation this oxygen, but we can't see it. More latif, more subtle, more difficult to understand is time than even oxygen. If we didn't have time to live in, how should we live? And then again, another great ni'mat of Allah. Allah didn't only gave us time, but He gave us measurement of time. We said that Isha Azan will be 8:15. This is not just we made and it just it came. Allah has given us this. Otherwise, if there was no time, how should we all gather together in the masjid? 8:15 Azan, 8:30 Jamaat. How should we know? Eid Namaz, 7:00 in the morning. We shouldn't know. How we should be able to calculate? Your Sehri time finishes 4:48. How should we know? Iftari time is 6:05. We shouldn't all, this is a, you give a loan to somebody, you must pay me back in 3 months. If there was no measurement of time, 3 months, how should we do all the things? Everything, the Eid, Ramzan, Hajj, we shouldn't be able to measure anything. It takes me so long to go to some place. How should we measure that? Though there was one Maulana Suleiman Patel. He was from our Gam Kafleta. He was in Joburg those days. Old Maulana. And those days, no cars or anything. People used to walk. So when they should ask Maulana how long it takes to go from this place to that place, he can't give time. He can't give kilometers. What he should give? So many suparas. Should read lot of Quran. From here to there, 2 suparas. From here to there, 5 suparas. There's so much Quran Sharif he should read. But today, we measure everything. We ask how long it will take Falsaras to Dandi, about hour 10 minutes, 15 minutes. So you measure in time. This is also Allah's ni'mat. We living in time. And everything of ours, my daughter got married, my son gets, it's all in time. But we don't acknowledge. Because the eyes of the heart are closed. We got cataract of the eyes of the heart. Like if you got cataract, you can't see. How difficult, isn't it? So what we have to do is open this and we'll see Allah's ni'mat everywhere. Which Haji, let me finish that poem. To zahir hai aur laakh parde mein hai tu. To baatin hai aur sakht izhaar tera. To awwal, to akhir, to zahir, to baatin. Tu hi hai, tu hi ya ke asar tera. It's only you everywhere, Allah. Or it is your effects, what you have done, that we just see to you all the time. Another poet says, ab nigaah kahi nahi hai. Now my eyes are nowhere. I'm not looking at anyone or anything. Or koi nahi nigaah mein. Nobody is in my eyes. Ab nigaah kahi nahi hai. Ab koi nahi nigaah mein. Main wa hayrat khara hoon husn ke jalwahgah mein. I'm standing astonished in your beauty parlor. When the eyes of the heart will open and we'll see Allah's Qudrat everywhere. The rising of the sun, the setting of the beautiful, sometimes sunrise. How beautiful, isn't it? Just imagine what a phenomena takes place in the morning. When we come for Fajr, our headlights are on. When we go after Fajr, we don't put on the lights. What a change has come. When we come for Maghrib, no lights. When we go after Maghrib, we have to put on our light. The whole world has changed. From light to darkness, from darkness to light. What is the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala who is doing this? This whole stage of this preparation of light and darkness. Not for one, not for 3 days in a year, some concert or something. Every day Allah is doing it. When you see some beautiful artistic work of sunrise, a little stream flowing there, some birds flying, artist drew a picture. You pay 200,000 rand for that canvas, which is from the ceiling to the floor, from one wall to the other wall. 200,000 rand you'll pay just for that one, and it can never change. And on the big screen, Every morning on the horizon, Allah Ta'ala, what a beautiful scene, free of charge. And not only for the rich people or those who can appreciate art, for the whole creation. And yeah, that bird looks so like life. The artist had that kamal in him. Also by the qudrat of Allah. It looks like so much, that stream looks like actually it's flowing. But it's dead. And Allah's work, actual life days. And all the artists did, copied Allah's work. And we're paying him 200,000. But for Allah's work, one subhanAllah doesn't want to come out. Because why? The eyes of the heart are closed. No acknowledgement. So Allah took qasam of time. And then what is called in Arabic, jawab al-qasam. The reason why the oath was taken. What does Allah say? Innal insana lafi khusr. Mankind at large are all in destruction. Allah took such a big qasam to say that, and Allah's words are not lies. Allah is telling you, if you don't appreciate time, your life is destroyed. In other words, Allah is showing the value and importance of time. And what we say, we want to pass time. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali say, those people who want to pass time, they don't pass time, they fail time. And the worst when we want to pass time in Ramzan, when time becomes even more valuable, very, very valuable, and we want to pass it in going to take a drive somewhere or whatever else, we want to pass our time. Ramzan, the time, any person who doesn't appreciate time, he's destroying the greatest capital Allah has given him. Your health, there are many people who become very sick. But Allah gives them health again, they become healthy. How many doctors die treating him, but he becomes healthy again and he loves properly? How many people lost all their money? Allah gave them money again. How many people lost their family? Accidents or perhaps divorce also, but afterwards again they get married, they settle, they're happy, they got a family again. There's not a good example, but some people even lose their iman. And they get it back again, they read kalima again. But time that is gone can never come back. Every morning, when that day, like today's day, Islamically, it was the 21st of Rabiul Akhir today. In the morning, this day announced and told everyone, me today 25, Rabiul Akhir, 1435, I will never come back in your life again. This one day I've come in your, try and do the best what you can do. And how much aren't we wasting? The example of our life and time is like you are standing on a railway station. And there is a goods train that is going, your goods train. It is going from the time you were born, the engine came. And how many years you're going to live? So many coaches are coming. And you are standing and you must fill up goods into that train. It's for you. It's going for you. And a place where you're going to need it. And after this, never will you get chance to fill up goods again. And you'll use those goods forever and ever in the akhirat. Now each coach has got 12 compartments, 12 months of the year. Each compartment got 30 other compartments, 30 days. Each compartment got 24 hours. They've got 60 minutes, 60 seconds, and it's up to you to fill. Now, how much are we letting our train go empty? How much are we letting our train go with guna? Well, if we are making gunas, then actually what we are filling in the train? Snakes, scorpions, punishment of which the farishtas will give, and the fire of Jahannam, that is what we are filling. And whatever we are filling in the train, in the qabr when we go, at the end of the train we'll jump on. And then it will go in our qabr and we'll offload whatever. Whatever we have put of dunya, we are filling only dunya. And we didn't make niyat of deen. We didn't use it for deen. Only dunya we were making. We thought I made millions and billions. But before going in the qabr, the train will offload all the dunya. It's going to, and how many just letting our train go empty? And what namazes we are making, tilawat, zikr, preparation for akhirat, all that is our goods that we are sending. So each one of us must see what I'm sending for my akhirat. So time Allah. Then Allah said, to save yourself from this destruction of not using your time, illa alladhina amanu. Those who brought iman and are filling in the train iman. And iman is with you 24 hours. While you're sleeping, iman is with you. While you are awake, iman is with you. All the time iman is with you. Only when does iman go out of you? When a person commits zina, adultery. Then iman goes out of that person. Until he's finished with that terrible act, then iman comes back. And may Allah save us. If you have to die in that condition, your iman was out of you at that time. And you have to die without iman, which means forever destruction for you. May Allah save us all. So how important it is that we safeguard ourselves. So Allah says that those who brought iman. I'll just give you a small example of this iman. Like for example, I'm sure many people do fishing also and like fishing. In any case, all of us know what fishing is. A person goes fishing and he takes a worm and he puts it in the hook. First of all, we should think if it's jais or not. A living worm, to put a worm, to put a hook through it. If somebody have to put an iron hook through you, that worm is also Allah's creation. It's also got life. It also loves its life. And to do this great zulam and oppression of putting a sharp hook through it. Anyway, that is a separate thing. I'm giving the example. And then that hook is fastened with the fishing line on the fishing rod. You cast it, you put it into the river. It's gone in the river and a small fish comes now and sees, today I didn't have to look for my rosy, my fat rosy worm, juicy worm came to me where I am. I didn't have to go to work. It came right to my house, right at my doorstep. It wants to eat it. But the old type of fish, molisaptive type of fish, and nanima and dadima type of fish who got experience, they tell that young little worm, don't ever go near that juicy worm. You don't know what is behind it. That small worm thing is a story of sour grapes. That you are old dadima, you can't enjoy life anymore. And now you want to stop us from enjoying. You can't even have a proper meal. You just have two pieces of food because your stomach now is gone old. Machine is old. You can't digest. And we getting this juicy worm. And the molisap type is molisap. He can't commit gunas and make guna all that. So he's stopping us. It's sour grapes. So he says, no, this is, I'm going to enjoy what the nice juicy worm I've got here. So that's, then the small fish, the old fish tells it that you don't know behind this, in this worm, there is a hook. And the hook is with a line. And it's with a fishing rod outside. And when you're going to bite on this, then the fisherman, he's feeling when he's getting a bite. And when he feels it, he'll hook you. And when you are hooked, he'll pull you out of the water. When he pulls you out of the water, they are all Indian fishermen who came for the whole weekend. Five of them. And they brought the masalas also all with also. And they brought the gas stove or the firewood they bring. They brought the frying pan and oil, everything they brought. And they've come with their little cats and dogs also. When you are out, he will play with you first in the water. He'll give you a chance. And afterwards, now he'll take you out. When he takes you out, they will cut you through the middle. They will cut all your fangs on the side. They will gouge out your eyes. All that, they will throw it to their fish and to their dogs and their cats. And then they will make pieces out of you. And the masalas they brought, they will marinate you in there. One of them will burn a fire. And on the fire, they'll put the frying pan. They'll put oil in that frying pan. And when it's sizzling hot, one piece of you they will put inside. And there are five of them, each one 10 fingers. Between 10 fingers, they will break you into pieces. And each one 32 teeth, 160 teeth, and all teeth also sharp teeth, pointers, incisors, all, and the other teeth like hammers at the back. All that they will crush you, and then they will just swallow you. You will go down to the intestine, big intestine, small intestine, and my darling little fish, where are you going to come out from? I can't even tell you. And what smells and sounds you will come out, that I can't even talk about. What will be your condition? Now the small fish, its eyes open up. Oh, like this. But it's a modern fish, university fish. Today everyone, university. And all. And what you're going to do, the most you can do in university is PhD. And what does PhD mean? Permanent head damage. The person who got a PhD got permanent head damage. Or, if you want it in another way, PhD perawa dimag. The head is now screwed upside down. It doesn't work right. Everything what is the truth, they deny. Allah Ta'ala, they deny. Deen hasn't got value anymore. Dunya, they got value which is really stool and urine. That tastes nice to them. And what is deen and the commands of Allah, that doesn't appeal at all. So if his head is not screwed on upside down, what else is that? So anyway, that small fish is university. I'll do research first. We don't, hearing is believing. And seeing is deceiving, hearing is deceiving, seeing is believing. The truth is the opposite. That we don't see Allah, we hear about Allah. That is believing. And we see that my shop gives me rosy, that is deceiving. We hear Allah gives rosy, that is believing. But they got it upside down, that is their PhDs what they got. Everything upside down. So it starts doing research. Where it makes research? In the water. And where is all this happening? Outside. So everything about deen, about qabr, about akhirat is not in this dunya. But we want to research it here. How can you? So it goes and it, all the waters, it's swimming. And all, it made a field study. No results. There is no, and also the third thing, that you saying that he's living out of the water. He says fish, with small brains of the fish, we know life is in water. If you go out of water, you die. But the fish doesn't know man's life Allah made outside. Bird's life Allah made in the air. Human's life Allah made on the ground. The fish thinks there's only life in the water. So it denies everything. Now it goes and take a bite. Nothing happens. It becomes bold. Sometimes we commit this guna, that guna. Oh, still life carrying on, nothing. Now you take a big bite. Now you are on the hook. Now as much as you, and many people are caught on the hook. When problems come in our life, financial problems, health problems, in the house problems, with the wife problems, with the daughter problems, the hook caught us now. And now we are in our problems. And the fish hasn't got a way out for us. Allah kept a way. Make tawbah, istighfar. Turn sincerely to Allah. And Allah will take you off the hook. You came on the hook, you are caught. And you've got big problems. Your daughter eloped with somebody. Your son is in drugs, etc. Or your wife, she's involved with somebody else. What big problems? You can't tell anyone. You don't know where to hide your face. You're not getting sleep at night. You are caught on the hook. But Allah gave us a way. Make tawbah. Make istighfar. Turn sincerely to Allah. And not only till your problem goes away, permanently. And see how Allah will take you off the hook again. And you'll come, the problem, your drug addict is not in rehabilitation centers. And your alcoholic problem is not in rehabilitation. It is in tawbah and istighfar. Durood Sharif, Quran Sharif, Allah's rahmat will come. And when Allah's rahmat will come, these things will just evaporate and go away. So now when that fish goes out, it sees everything happening with its eyes. Now I'm caught. They are cutting me up. They are taking out my eyes. They are throwing all that to the bones to the dogs and the cats. They are frying me. Or just like that. Yeah, in this dunya we hear what is going to happen in the qabr. We have doubts in our mind. Is this all going to happen? But when we will go, we will see it with our eyes. And hatta idha jaa ahaduhumul maut, when such people maut comes, qala rabbi rji'uni. They say, Ya Allah, return me back into the world. Sami'na, absarna, wa sami'na. We have seen and we have heard. We believe now. Allah says, no, it is too late. Kalla, it is far too late. Just like if a baby was born deformed. Hey, not all the gynecologists of the world can let the baby go back in the mother's stomach womb, let it be formed properly and come out. When the milk is out of the thirds of the cow, not all the people of the world can let the milk go back. Once we have died, not all the awliya or the anbiya or anyone can let you come back, live your life properly and go again. Allah gave us this one chance. And this, as Maulana explained, why we coming around, to remind ourselves, to remind our brothers that this is one life Allah gave us. Make the best of it. Prepare for that akhirah. So the main thing is bring this iman in us. And when Iman will come, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. All your actions will be good actions, lovable actions by Allah Ta'ala. Naturally, الْإِنَاءُ يَتَرَشُّ بِمَا فِيهِ. In this glass there is water. What will come out of this glass? Water. Urine won't come out of this glass. So if we got Iman, good actions will come out. Our eyes will be pure. Our thoughts will be pure. Our language will be pure. Everything, correct your Iman. Everything else will come right. And in order to do that, easy prescription Allah has given here. وَتَوَاصَوْ بِالْحَقِّ. Make tawasi bilhaq. What is tawasi? From the word wasiyat. Wasiyat is when a person passes away, then he gives some parting advice. That is called wasiyat. Same meaning of that is nasihat. Nasihat is in your lifetime. That in your lifetime you give some advice. But this is parting advice, which is called wasiyat. And everyone pays more attention to that last advice, the wasiyat, when a person was passing away, what he told. So that Allah says, make always wasiyat of the truth. Tell your children, tell your family, talk, have ta'aleem in the house, go for gush, invite the people, make bayan, talk of the truth, make tawasi bil haq all the time. Today, how many of us, I got a problem with my wife, I'll phone Maulana, I'll say, Maulana, please speak to my wife, I got this problem. But don't tell her I told you. Hey, we are so frightened, we can't face our wife, our children. We'll phone the ustad in the madrasa, and we'll say that, Maulana, you know, my daughter is like this, my son, please speak, but don't say I told. Hey, whereas the actual thing, I personally should be speaking to my wife. I personally should be speaking to my daughter. And how many wives phone, and they say, speak to my husband, but please, never ever it must come that my name must come. And how many of us, we don't want our goodness. So we dare the wife, dare you ever tell Maulana anything. You ever open your mouth and speak. Because the truth is, we don't want to correct ourselves. If we want to correct ourselves, we wouldn't have that objection. But we don't want to. We want to remain. Our nafs, it is such an evil and shrewd thing inside that it wants to carry on with its evil. I must never be exposed and corrected. So we tell the wife, never ever you tell anything about me. You just keep quiet. So that means we don't want our islah. We don't want to be corrected. So this tawasi bil haq, to speak, ta'aleem in the house. I know my children, my young child, 2-year-old, it's not when it's dressing, not one sign of Islam on it. Today the t-shirt and the Bermuda or the short trouser with all things of the West written on it, everything. The no topi doesn't look like, but I can't tell even the child that dress properly. What kind of hair our children are keeping? What big hair? But we can't even keep that under control. My daughter, 10, 11 year old daughter, how she is dressing. The tight clothing, she's a 10, 12 year old child. She looks like a young woman. And the temptation, and wallah, I say, Allah, make me maaf. In the house of Allah, the fitna is not outside. In the house, the fitna today. And not in non-Muslims, in our Muslim houses. A girl gives birth to a child, 12 year old girl. Who's the father? Her uncle. Somebody gives birth to a child. Who's the father? The grandfather. Mm-hmm. Fitna has come into our houses like this because we think parda is not necessary. The laws of Shariat, we find it, it's a burden, it's a hardship. The laws of Shariat is a mercy for us. In order to give us peace of mind, to give us purity of mind, purity of society, our houses remain pure. All these commands of Allah for that purpose. But when we don't observe, in any case, please be very, very vigilant about our young girls. Who they are associating. They're playing around. The uncle is holding her, fondling her, kissing her. It's just my nephew, my niece. We don't take it as anything. What is happening today? So be very careful. And afterwards, the child is going to live with that its whole life. And if a child was abused like that, whole life the child has to suffer that consciousness. And sometimes it turns out extremely extremely bitter. After 10 years, after 15 years. So we have to be very, very careful. So Allah's laws are for our purity and for our goodness. Our dunya will be made. Our qabr, our akhirat will be made. So Allah says, وَتَوَاصَوْ بِالْحَقِّ. And when you want to speak of the truth, you go and tell your wife now, don't cut your hair. Don't dress like this. Don't go out when you go to the shop or shops or anything and you're dressing so badly. Please dress modestly. Observe parda. And now she, what she'll tell you? Looks like all the muftis of the world are dead. You're the only mufti left in the world. And what she'll tell you? In this house, whole day bayan. From morning to night, bayan, bayan, bayan all the time. Then Allah knew about this. So Allah said, وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. Make sabr. When all these obstacles will come, people will tell you, oh, you are a fanatic now. You're an extremist now. You also got now extreme ideas. And what are you doing? You'll have to make sabr. But a person who will go through this cause, Allah guarantees that person his success. And if not, Allah has warned us, destruction is your lot. And when we'll realize it? When Malakul Maut will come in front of us. And at that time, it's a point of no return. We cannot come back and change our lives. Fortunate are those of us, me, myself, if I take lesson from what I'm saying. If it's just a talk shop, just talking, and doing nothing about it, we're just passing time. If we just came today and we're just listening and we do nothing about it, we're just also passing. But if we take the lesson and we bring that change and we try and correct ourselves, for that, go out in Jamaat. Make ta'alluq with some Allah wa'ala who we think. Become bay'at with Him. Change our lives. For that, alhamdulillah, as Maulana explained, try and follow this few programs. Tomorrow in the afternoon in Freyhead, at night in Denhauser, Friday in Ladysmith, Saturday Ijtima in Newcastle. And mashallah, they're making all the intizam. And Newcastle is not far, a stone's throw from here. Try to come for the Ijtima from Asr till Maghrib till Isha. Try and be present, inshallah, and listen, and then try and practice also. Then, inshallah, we will see the benefit. We all will try, inshallah. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Allahumma anta as-salam wa minka as-salam. Tabarakta ya zal jalali wal ikram. Sami'na wa ta'na hufranaka rabbana wa ilayka al-masir. Oh Allah, whatever we have said, heard, oh Allah, accept it from us. Oh Allah, make it a means of hidayat. Give us the tawfiq to practice upon it. Oh Allah, make our life of dunya also. Make our life of the qabr and akhirat also. Give us dunya also. Give us our deen also, oh Allah. Give us all the goodness from everything, oh Allah. Be pleased with us, oh Allah. Oh Allah, help the Muslims of the world, oh Allah. Whoever has got whatever problem, a health problem, financial problem, fights and arguments, or somebody's work not getting done, whoever has got problems, remove our problems, oh Allah. Be pleased with all of us, oh Allah. Give us dunya also, give us akhirat also. Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka antas samiul alim, wa tub alayna, إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله. Masayda Bayan finished at 9:55, so it won't sound late. If you say 5 to 10, then you, oh, 10 o'clock, very late. So 9:55, not so late.